Hey, fashionistas, we're here for Project Runway All-Stars After Show on AfterBuzz TV. Tonight's episode is a kick in the Astro, so stick around and find out who got their Astro kicked out of the competition.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Let the buzz begin, y'all. Buzz. We're here with a shorter panel tonight, but still just as powerful nonetheless.
Always.
How are you doing tonight, ladies?
Great.
Good. Ready to talk about this episode, right?
Yeah. I hope you guys enjoyed the show tonight. We had kind of mixed feelings, I think. We hated it, let's be honest. Yeah,
I think we would all agree.
There was no mixture. No, we hated this runway show. But we'll get it all into that now. I'm your host, Michael Shirley, and on the panel tonight, we've got the usual, Michelle Lubres. Tell them where they can find you. Not on Twitter.
Not on Twitter. Instagram. I took myself off Twitter. you guys can find me on Instagram at Uberest.
Hey guys, and I'm Mike the Creo. You can find me everywhere at Mike the Creo _. And as always, a live chat's going on right now. If you want to input your thoughts, join the conversation, let us know.
Yeah, Mike's always got that pop and chat going on.
I do, because we have some loyal fans out there.
Yeah,
join us.
Is Olga in the chat? Yeah.
She's yes. Olga was the first one. She's like, yeah, you're back. I think I went into withdrawal without my weekly fix because we weren't here last week.
It feels strange not having like your as if Clueless sticker facing me. Oh, show. You got a new computer.
I got a new laptop.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to get used to it.
The mega chat going. That's really big. I like it.
You do? MacBook Pro. The other one I had was like 2011 version, so.
I know. They really don't make computers to last very long these days.
Yeah, totally gave up on me.
Well, tonight the designers are given an avant-garde challenge inspired by the cosmos, and the winner of the challenge got Marquesa shoes for their next fashion show.
So they're hoping whoever wins doesn't come out with the collection or whatever, so they don't have to give them shoes. What?
I feel like that's what they should do to, like, the loser. Like, for your punishment, you have to wear Marquesa shoes.
Oh, do you hate Marquesa shoes?
I'm just saying, given the climate right now of everything and being that, like, that company was built on the backs of women that were, like, sexually assaulted and pressured into wearing these gowns and making this company rise to the top so quickly. If I was a woman designer and won these shoes, I'd be like, that's okay.
Like, you can take it back.
You know, I don't know.
A lot of people, though, I guess, are saying as well that it wasn't entirely her fault. Like, they're taking the side. They're taking the side of like she didn't know what was going on. But I think she did.
You've got to know something is going on.
Yeah.
Like, with the sheer amount of people that came forward with all that. So I don't know. For me, when they said that, I was like,
eek.
By the time they got those shoes in the mail, they were probably like, oh, no.
I won't have a collection this year.
Well, the designers, this was an avant-garde challenge, which we all, like, love. Well, maybe I shouldn't have said that. You guys like the avant-garde?
I love avant-garde. Just didn't love this.
Yes.
And results.
And the winners, the contestants had a $350 budget and 2 days to complete their challenge, which I think that was one thing for us when we were watching it. We were like, well, for about half the outfits, it took you 2 days to make that. Like, it should have, like,
It just, a lot of these looked unfinished. And there were certain pieces that looked like they were about to fall off. Or they weren't nicely constructed as they should have been, given, you know, the time that they had.
There's some raggedy-ass construction tonight. Like, strings everywhere, like
uneven hemlines. And
so much puckering. Like, it was like a kissing festival, so much puckering. It's like a kiss concert.
Hey!
Do any of you guys have anything you wanted to note before we start?
I was so excited in the beginning, mm-hmm. and I was looking forward to it, just especially for Anthony's look. Because yeah. I think Anne said, don't use so much shimmer and shine. And I'm like, no, use it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Use a lot more.
I don't think
more.
He used it in the right way, though.
I don't think so either. I didn't even notice it until we got a close-up. And I think it was just little black, shimmery
Well, he's
objects.
Actually the first one on our runway show right now. So let's take a look at that outfit. When he was working on it, and I saw those pants, and he was, like, playing around with them. I thought, oh, those are going to be super mm-hmm, fun. Mm-hmm. And then when he starts, like, placing that round plaque on her chest, I was like, what is this? Like...
It's like a plate glued onto her chest.
Almost like those Flavor Flav with those big claws, yeah. It's just so bad. I wrote that it looked like my first grade solar system project.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
And that I did have, you know, hopes for the pants initially. But the round little placard that's supposed to look like... I mean, it doesn't even look like a planet. It looks like space. I don't know why it's round. That killed it for me, like, so hard that mm-hmm. I gave it a 1 star, and that was the outfit I was looking forward the most mm-hmm. to seeing. It just, that I feel like that's an example of how one thing can completely ruin an outfit. I think it took all of the, like, credibility out of it. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah, it's really made it crafty. I gave it a 2 just because I loved the pants. And then the top to me, I mean, I guess the judges loved it, but to me it just looks slapped on. Like, it is just
it
a circle.
It is, yeah. Like,
too literal.
Slapped on.
There's, mm-hmm. it's like, you know, only two-dimensional. It's, like, not, if it was a circle, but it was, like, I mean, something.
Curved around her,
yeah, like,
something
to it, so that it's not so, like, hi, I'm a diorama of space. I don't even know what else to say. The star pattern...
Just
painting thing was
it.
So literal, too.
Yeah.
I feel like if you'd taken that off and left it like that, it might have
won.
So
much better.
Yeah.
Right?
Considering the winning look, which we'll get into a little
right.
bit later.
That middle part, it was like reminding me of something. I'm like, I feel like I've seen that somewhere. And it's a pop socket. You know what you put behind your cell phone to kind of get a good grip of it?
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen them?
Uh-huh.
No? It's like you put them in the back of your phone.
Yeah, it's called a pop socket.
And you kind of hold on to it.
She got a pop socket.
Yeah, and it's so literal on your face. Like,
we're going to pick her up
your
like
face.
This. Well, it's a total dud to me. Like I said, I gave it 1 star. Michelle, you gave it 2. What about you, Maite?
I gave this a 2 stars. Mm. I do love the pants. I feel like he was going somewhere with them and then kind of just fell flat.
Mm-hmm. Her hair is weird, too.
I like her hair, actually.
I like that comment. Her hair is weird, too.
Well, it's just like, it's like a super weird outfit and then just like a stick on
little
top
rascals.
Of her. Yeah, it's just weird. It's weird.
I think I just hated that. Just a little more than you guys did. It seems like that bad placard. It's unforgivable to me. Okay, let's move on to a look that's not quite as bad. It's Merlene's. It's very Merlene.
When you say it like that, it's
Merlene.
So
I say Anne's name like that.
We don't have to talk about her.
It's very Merlene. It looks like a muslin sample. We were talking about that. It looks like the first round of what you make, and then you're going to actually make it in your nice fabric. Mm. And, I mean, I feel like it would be, like, nice to see it in, like, an actual fabric. Like, in a color or leather, not something that looks, like, transparent. Like a...
I kind of love the transparency of it, though. I feel like it adds depth to it. Yeah, and I feel like you can see all these sheer layers playing with one another. And I think in a solid, you wouldn't get as much of that. Like, it wouldn't be as sophisticated of a design.
I kind of feel like the transparency kind of brings to the eye mm-hmm. all her flaws in
mm-hmm.
her sewing
stitching,
technique. Yeah, because mm-hmm. you can see, like... everything.
But honestly, I think if she would have used real fabric, like, this would have looked so
yeah.
much worse.
What?
Oh,
because her
it would have looked like everything else she did.
Because her
yeah.
sewing is so bad. Like, I think the buckram worked to her advantage because it's a stiffer thing that she could work with. It's not like fabric. Like, she should never really touch fabric. But you know
like,
what I
are
mean?
You doing
like,
in this show?
Don't
She has really good ideas, but she can never execute them. And I think, and like, this really served her well. Like, she should just use materials that are not fabric, and she would maybe just win the show because.
I've said before, I think she should be a designer, like, that just designs her products.
And somebody else makes it. Yeah, totally.
I still don't understand how she got in the competition with her skill level.
Or stayed so long.
Yeah, even in All Stars.
Because I think she's more creative, and the judges see that. And like, we have a real lack of creativity going on in this competition.
Mm-hmm. Totally. This is all this is the best that they're going to get, actually. I actually agree with you, Michael. I feel like this could have been in a different color.
You could still have a fabric that was, you know, stiff. Mm-hmm. That wasn't see-through.
Or she could have played with a little bit of color in some of the edges, just to make it kind of look a little bit more dimensional.
I think that would have, like,
painted it or something.
Right.
Yeah. Or a different color stitching.
Yeah, I agree.
Like that a black stitching or a pink stitching.
Well, she was inspired by the orbit. So,
movement, I guess.
Yeah, no, she could have played around with all these different colors in the stitching.
She just makes the same dress over and over and over and over. I don't know.
I think she has a lot of the same techniques, and she's kind of known for that structural element. But and you can kind of tell the judges are getting like over it. They're like, if you do this one more time,
yeah. Well, do you think would you think about it being like if it was more transparent than that? I think that would maybe have helped me because that just looks so cheap to me. It looks like
I think it would have looked too costumey.
I don't know. It's just.
I think it was perfect for her because she always does these sheer things that she can't line and she can't, you know. So like, I think this just this material just worked really well for her because she was able to actually execute the ideas that she had.
Yeah.
But
she almost won. She was the second place one tonight.
I can't believe that. Well, but then again, looking at everybody else's looks, it kind of makes sense.
I agree that she was second. Tonight, I gave her 2 stars. No one got more than 2 stars for me tonight.
It was pretty bad. I gave it 4, though. I could this to me is a finished product. I could see somebody wearing this to, like, the Met Gala or something. It's like an artistic...
Maybe the only.
...chic piece. Well, she's an artistic designer. She doesn't make wearable stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's more her look. I gave this 3 stars. I do like the concept of where she was going, and I do like the sheer, but I would have preferred a different color or some intricacy of some color. Mm-hmm. Something.
Well, next up, we have Ken in this little black hole number. It looks like a walking vagina. We've said this several times in this very competition. God. I think it's like the 3rd time they've given us a vagina dress.
This just does not give me anything. I felt nothing when this walked down the runway. I have nothing to say. Yeah.
It's like, why would you choose a black hole for your inspiration? It looks like a black hole.
Yeah.
It's like sucking any interest out of the room. Like, there is nothing interesting about it. And honestly, if he would have added some detail or silver piping or color, anything, the shape of it's really interesting, kind of. It's not flattering or anything, but I guess it's avant-garde. But it's just like... everything is lost because it's just black on black.
That's what a black hole do.
Right, but like it's not inspiring at all. Why would you choose that as your jumping off point? It's terrible.
I don't like it, but this would have been my winning look for the competition tonight.
Really?
I feel like it is avant-garde, you know?
And it looks kind of similar to the one who... you know, did from his last season for Avant Garde, too. So it's kind of like, what are you doing?
It was all black.
The pants, I mean, I know you guys can't see the bottom in this picture, but they were so basic, bitch. Mm-hmm. Like, I would have rather this had no pants. And I think it might have looked pretty cool.
I would have liked it better then.
That would have looked better.
Yeah.
Like, very 60s. I don't know why the pant. I don't really know at all why the pant. They're not stylish by any means. But yeah, I would have given this the winning look because I feel like it did hit every mark, although the taste level's kind of off. It does look like a black hole.
Mm-hmm. And it looks like a what else?
It looks like a black hole, and it does look avant-garde.
I agree. I think it's not something
you would wear to church or school or the grocery store or whatever. So.
Or here.
But it's kind of too boring for avant-garde, too. Like it's just kind of like a capelet,
right? It's like prehistoric avant-garde.
Yeah.
Like if you were to watch this down the runway, it just wouldn't give me anything. It'd be like it's just
I'm just imagining it without pants. Although it does kind of just stop at her crotch.
I do think at least without the pants, it would kind of accentuate the shape of the top.
The wholeness of the dress.
I see what you did there.
How many stars did you guys give it? You guys, hated this one.
One.
Oh, my God. What dirty host left sticky stuff all here? Ugh, I'm going to come find you. All right. Next up, we have a look I thoroughly hated. Thoroughly. Fabio.
Those heels, though. I love those heels. On her.
That was from the Intermix wall.
Hey, as long as it wasn't from the JCPenney wall, I'm okay.
I wrote, looked puckered, everywhere, all everywhere. Very ugly. And it looks like a worn out heirloom.
This looks more of like a coat to me than anything else.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Is it? I thought it was like a dress style.
I think it's, I thought it was kind of a coat type thing, too. I don't know.
Just because if it's a little bit loose,
too. I don't think with Fabio you can tell what it is, because his stuff is always like, is it a coat? Is it a tunic?
His outfit today, can we talk about it?
Yeah.
Bomber jacket and maxi dress.
Yeah.
And then it looked like he was wearing pants underneath, too.
He's such a weird one. Mm-hmm. And his little confessional, or what is that called? It's not called confessional.
Yeah.
Anyways, that little outfit, he was wearing a weird old...
clunky old metal necklace.
Oh,
I didn't see that.
And it was on top of a button-down shirt. It wasn't even tucked under the collar. It just looked so janky. I don't like his style at all. I've been wanting him to go home for a while. You kind of like him though, don't you, Michelle?
Yeah.
What did you write about this?
I liked it. I like the color.
Okay, Georgina
Chapman. I like the
idea
of the fringe. I think it's just, he had a different take. Everybody took it so literal. I need to make it, a space-looking outfit with weird shapes on it, and that'll make it avant-garde. And he was, thinking a little bit more, he was being more intellectual about it. And, everybody kind of did black or, I need to put rhinestones. And to me, this was, one of the more expensive-looking pieces. I could see this. Yes, he could have cleaned it up a little bit, but I could see this on a runway and people love it. I think it could be tweaked here and there, but the color was good, the braiding was cool, the technique was cool. She kind of looks like an intergalactic space princess, but not in such a literal way.
Yeah, I do like this look as well, and I'm a fan of braiding. So the fact that he was able to do that instead of using the actual fabric for the sleeves made a huge difference. The only thing that I did not like was this portion up top here, because it looks so confusing and it looked too big on her. Right. It looked too big on her. And I didn't mind the length of it either, because I think one of the judges said the length was kind of uneven, or if it was structured more, it could have looked better. But I don't mind it. And I don't mind the black pants either underneath it.
I almost wish she would have lost the pants, because then you would see this more as a kind of tunic dress type thing, and it wouldn't feel quite as heavy, because the dress is really heavy.
It is so heavy for a dress.
But I think without the pants, it would have just added a little more.
I think it stands out a little bit more with the pants. But I could see it, I guess.
I would like the length better, I think, without, but...
I'm very displeased, just with this outfit. Oof. I just don't like this
Not
outfit.
Your cup of tea?
No, I do get Neptune vibes from it, but not in a great way.
You don't like what he did with the fringe? I think it was a different take that he took with, instead of choosing just regular fabric. And it was the only, piece of fabric that he chose, because he's I can't work around anything else, because the fringe is the only thing that
he... It was just really hard to evaluate, because it... Maybe all the puckering was because it wasn't fitting her well. Maybe it needed on, a bigger woman to see it. It looked like it was not on the right size model, so I couldn't really see much of an outfit. It just looked like clothes. Weird clothes.
It wasn't nicely fitted to her.
That's kind of his aesthetic, though. It's this oversized, boxy...
Well, it's fine if it's oversized, but...
But there's certain
with that
things.
Fabric, I know. It didn't lend to, like, he had, like, a little belt tied around it, and it, like, it just wasn't...
Yeah.
It looked too big.
No bueno. Next up, Helen. Mm. She is, like, she's something else.
This was a hot mess.
Word.
That hair was a hot mess.
Word.
She, like, just walked out of a tornado, and she's like, I'm still gonna work it.
Literally a garbage bag with trash hanging out. Mm. Like, tacky fashion school fashion show.
But the fabric did look supernova.
I hated that fabric. Like, you weren't sure if it was, like... like, wet or, like, matte or what. It was just all kinds of wrong. It looked like cheap kind of... I don't know. It looked like a garbage bag to me. It was just...
The model looked super unhappy, too.
Bored. No. Like, so bored.
Bored, but also like, I don't want to be here.
Exactly.
Like, everyone's laughing at me.
Yeah.
Yeah. This I wanted this to be, like, kind of cool punk. And if you kind of, like, squint your eyes, it's a little cooler than, like, it is. But, like, when you get close and see that makeup. Little thing that's hanging down, it's
yeah,
like,
I just can't look at her face or her hair. Like, cut off.
You don't like the head?
Just can't look at her head.
That head's fine to me. I think the hair is funny and, like, kind of, like, punk rock.
No.
It doesn't.
The makeup's
it just,
kinda crap,
I think it's more the makeup.
It reminds me of that movie, The Fabulous Stains. I don't know if you guys have ever seen it. It's got Diane Lane, like one of Diane Lane's first movies when she was like a teenager and she's in a punk rock band.
Oh.
It's like an all-girl punk rock
band.
But it
just doesn't lend itself to the outfit. Or like,
I gave it one star. I hated it. Like, I'm not defending
and
this
and it accentuates
at all.
Like her boredom. Like those eyes painted and she's like, I'm dead inside.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I don't understand
why that model walked like that.
Olga on her live chat says, Miss Galaxy 20... Oh, I thought she put 2018. 2518 contestant. And Charlene says, it looks really cheap.
Yeah.
And Irish Pogi says, looks like the look that got Amy Sarabi eliminated from season 7, but without the hairy breast. Ooh, without the hairy breast. Okay.
Oh.
I don't know what
about that one. I don't recall. But, yeah, I wanted to like this, but I couldn't. It was one star.
So weird. It just doesn't even look like hell. Like, I would never, if I had, you know, a blind runway.
You wouldn't think that was her.
I'd never choose this to be hers. I gave it a 1, too.
Yeah, I gave this a 1 star, too. I put so confused right when she
walked
out.
You thought this looked real cheap, too.
Yeah. It did look cheap.
All right. Now up to the, I don't know what you would call this, the main event. This outfit, kind of resting in the middle of the runway show, a big crescendo in it, I think, kind of made everyone look a couple times. What do y'all think? Joshua's dress.
Where do I even start? I don't...
The color choice here.
Colors were bad, really.
Yeah. It's just not giving this outfit any life.
You don't...
And I actually like the idea that he tried something different with the glue.
Yeah, I do too.
Because he made a design out of it, and it
looked
nice. I wasn't
getting ice from it.
I know you weren't.
He was wanting ice.
Yeah. Well,
I would have had long streaks instead of like these like maze.
I think he took it really literal.
Like funnel cake kind of thing. He did.
Yeah, but I think the placement of it as well was a little awkward because he had like a piece of glue hanging from the back. From her lower back.
It's like that ninja sash.
Yeah.
Like down.
Right.
Yeah.
So that looked really awkward. So I think he should have just kept it from probably the waist up and not used it so pretty much all in your face everywhere, front and back.
Mm-hmm.
What about you, Michelle?
The colors were so off to me. It kind of ruined the whole thing. And I like the idea of the glue, too, but I liked it better when he was putting it on the blue tape in the workroom. I thought, okay, blue and the ice, and I could see this, like, kind of ice queen, frozen space princess idea coming together.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's, like, too many elements, weird colors.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah, you don't know what's going on
and
underneath.
And I like mixing textures a lot, but this does not work at all for me.
Well, you know, you mentioned when he was... There was like that when it was on the dress form on that blue either tape or fabric or whatever that was when
I
he
was
making
tape,
the mold.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if his dress was going to be blue. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking, this is a Monica Lewinsky dress.
I think.
Oh, my God.
I think it could go that way. But I think, I mean, it depends on the technique. It's like you said, if you do the streaks or you do some kind of pattern with it.
I
wasn't
getting ice from it. Right. I was thinking bodily fluids. Ew. Well, one of the judges said it looks like a queen of a porn, like a space queen from a porno movie. His name is Jesse Ferguson, mm-hmm. right? He said it looks like the very last scene from a porno movie. Mm. And Michelle goes, "Oh, when are you watching that?"
We both did it at the same time. We're like, "Oof."
I was thinking it the whole time. It looks real spitty and yucky.
Yeah, your facial reaction. If we could record that would be hilarious. I think
little bit of hat that was on her head was what
that was the weirdest part. Of yeah. The
it looked like
I didn't get that.
It looked gross.
But the attitude that he like showed the judges.
He got mad.
I mean, I was like, where did that come from? So defensive.
I don't understand. Like I wonder if he just got nervous and he was like didn't know what to say because it came off as really
defensive. I think he thought he might have gone home.
Yeah.
And he really had to, I mean, he was like, "You've seen me pump out great stuff for weeks." Mm-hmm. So,
do you think he probably
but have we?
I think we've seen a couple good things.
Yeah, but overall,
Betty
I wouldn't
Boop
say
was
he's
like he just lucked out for winning that because no one made anything that was like, you know, like.
I thought he did a
Betty
great
Boop.
Job for that, but I just think he hasn't been consistent. I think his taste level is really questionable.
It's a little slutty.
Which, I mean, it can work. You can make it work.
I think because...
And you can make it look sexy and high-end and be stylish and incorporate...
Every time a designer on Project Runway tries to do, like, this bondage high-fashion thing, it never, ever works out.
No.
It always ends up being cheap and trashy. And, I mean, it's like...
We're going to get
to
that
like a shock value
the next
thing.
One, too. Shock value. Well... I did. You guys hate the coloring. I think the one thing this look did have going for it was the texture mixed with the color looked kind of like Pluto, like the colors. Like if you look at a picture of Pluto,
but it doesn't have to be literal. That's not what the design is about.
Well, it's not literal. I feel like it all mixed together, kind of like overlaying each other, kind of gives that. But individually, looking at each of the prints, there's. All super ugly. So, like, when they're all put on top of each other, it's kind of like, oh, I can't really tell what this is. So, it looks like kind of like a porous surface of a planet.
Yeah.
I think just the idea of, like, he has these weird chaps with the flare and, like, the long... That could, in a silhouette in of itself, is really
creative. I wasn't
creative.
Getting chaps from that.
But it was.
Yeah,
it was
no,
a cool
he said
idea.
That.
And that should have been the focus of the outfit, not, like, this and this, oh, and this, oh, and this, and then a 70s couch and some glue.
Yeah, yeah.
And
the, like Isaac Mizrahi said, that fabric is very, like, hotel you want to get out of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like 1970s vibes.
But you don't always have to mix, like, 20 good ideas or 20 bad ideas, for that matter. But, like, he had a good idea, like, something there that I haven't seen before.
I feel like
I haven't seen anything
bring
like
attention
it.
To yeah. that instead of... You know what I'm saying?
Well, I feel like he just put everything together and put it underneath the glue and then just put the glue layer on top and called it a day.
And then there was like a corset thing underneath it too, and you don't even see all these things, and you're like, why did you work so hard?
That's right, because Anne called it out. She's like, what are you going to do with that corset? And he's like, I still don't know, but I know I want to implement it somehow. But
I would have been better on top.
I feel like, of anyone. I mean, maybe questionably with Fabio. Fabio's looks like it took a long time to do that quilting on that, mm-hmm. but I mean, I don't think it looked great.
You're like quilting while you roll your eyes.
Yeah, these looked like they took the longest amount of time, but kind of with gosh, I forget their names because they're so boring. Anthony, kind of like with Anthony's dress, that chest piece, I mean, the hat I could have lived with and laughed about, but that chest piece is unforgivable. I gave it 1 star. It just.
Same.
Mm-hmm.
Michelle hates it.
We should move on before Michelle gets really feisty. I can feel her vibes right now.
We were talking about bondage and how they all kind of like cop out with that stuff. Mm-hmm. So moving on to the next outfit, we've got Stanley, who did this total bondage type of mask, which I thought was like a cheap gimmick to distract from the outfit.
Yeah, and I've seen it before a million times.
Like,
exactly.
People don't even do
that.
It anymore because it's so boring. You liked it.
I thought it was different. It's like a fencing mask. I was like, okay, it's different from this runway. I mean, I've seen it before.
But how does that make
let's
sense?
Evaluate the outfit without that. Is just this outfit, it won tonight.
You know what?
I didn't get it.
You know what I saw? I think it was because it's like the, what was it? The solar eclipse. Mm-hmm. I thought this portion of the mask was part of the eclipse, and then the white would come over it.
Is that what his inspiration was?
Yeah. Okay. So I think I just took it super literal, like just seeing this mask on her.
Like light and dark.
Light and dark and being covered and then having the white aspect, you know, kind of brush up against her.
I kind of wanted to like the pants, but they weren't avant-garde. They're just like some baggy like.
I like the pants.
I mean, they're like something you get at Forever 21. They're just like baggy like.
I think these are more men's pants.
I don't know. The bottom half to me just looked Three Musketeers. Like these little pantaloons with the boots. I don't know.
I don't know. I'm getting like a harem pant, but I love a harem pant.
Yeah.
But that, the sewing on this, whole white part should have been redone. Like we stopped on it and looked at it, and it looked like kind of like a teenager practicing on their sewing machine.
He needed to borrow some buckram from Merlene.
Yeah, it was like the fabric was not having it. It was all puckered and it looked like a turned inside out pillowcase. I just hated it. I don't know how it won.
The white part looked a little
unsturdy. I guess
that
was avant-garde, the white bit.
It won because everything else was so terrible.
Well, that I think you said it best. I gave it 2 stars. What about you guys?
I gave it 3 because I think I like it, the concept, more than I like the actual outfit. Like the eclipse with the white and the black and the peak and the shit, you know, like.
The mask was just a cheap shot.
The mask I just could have done without or like make it different. And I kind of like, to me, the mask was like the stars because he did have like the glitters on the mask.
The glitters.
I didn't see that.
I like it.
Yeah, and so it was like kind of like the moon being eclipsed, so it's the black and the white, and then the stars hanging out or something.
He is the only one that did a mask, and I'm really surprised no one did like a headpiece.
Because
what's his
everyone
name did
does
Joshua
that.
Did a little headpiece made out of glue, but it didn't
work
out for him.
That was like a hat, but like I'm surprised no one had anything that. Well, I think you could have done something fun, but what Stanley did was just really, like, not innovative at all. If you're going to make, like, some kind of face mask, that's what you're going to make.
Well, I just think he played it safe as well.
Yeah. Well, next up, we have got Kimberly, and this was my least favorite out of the night. I wrote G-H-E-T-T-O. Exclamation mark. Sasha Fierce got in a fight at Hobby Lobby with Ariana Grande. This outfit is so crafty, and Jesse Ferguson called that out when he was like, I want that for my Christmas tree.
But no offense.
And she was like, you can have it.
Oh,
this
Lord.
To me looks like a bullfighter costume.
Oh my god!
Something
that I
would wear
Matador.
To a Halloween, to a Halloween party, especially because the back you could see her booty, and the bottom looks like it's just something she could have purchased at Forever 21.
She bedazzled it. She didn't sew the hem of it. It was all rough.
Yeah.
Those jewels on it, like, and on her face, I was like,
that was
come
the
on,
worst.
You assholes.
See, I thought it looked like a slutty Halloween costume, too, but I thought it looked like a slutty clown.
Because she
has, like, a neck ruffle, and she's got, like, these little harlequin things on her cheeks.
Oh, God. Yeah.
And then all she needs is a hammer.
And then Kimberly wore like this striped suit that looks also like it's from a circus on the runway.
Yeah, yeah. I did like that jacket on her. Shout out, Kimberly. Like that. Oh, but no, this was awful. So bad. I was so mad at it. And I gave it a zero. And you literally talked me out of it because you were like, she did something. Like, like zero means like no effort. And I was like, fine. I scratched it out and changed it. So I gave her a star. What about y'all?
Yeah, I gave her one. I mean, I have been known to give zeros too, okay? Yeah. And this does look terrible, but when I see the, you know, I can see there's...
It looks like it took no time to make.
But you see her in the workroom, and I could tell that she's, like, thoughtfully trying, even though it was a horrible train wreck. She was really trying to think about it, and it just went awry, you know?
I think a lot of the problems that these designers are encountering with, like, tacky stuff this year is because we're seeing a lot of glue guns. Like, I know we do see glue guns, and it's okay. I mean, you only have a certain amount of time, but we're seeing a lot of glue guns. And one outfit was even, I feel like there were so many glue guns. He's like, huh, I'm inspired. I'll make a glue gun outfit.
What Joshua should have done is just poured glitter all over his hot glue, and then he would have had a real ice queen.
Oh.
And it could have looked kind of like space.
Yeah.
Like
if
glitter was caught in it. I don't know. At least he's around to redeem himself for another
week. We'll see.
Well, Maite, did you have anything nice to say about this outfit?
Just that I'd wear this for Halloween. Okay. I wanted to be a bullfighter.
Okay.
But she could have used pants, I think, instead of using what looks like a swimsuit underneath that.
And pants would have classed it up a little bit.
Yeah, just, you know, give it some sort of flavor and some sort of, I don't know, it looks just a lot better.
Mm. And I know it's not really fashion, but you guys really hated the hair. I didn't mind the hair. I thought it was kind of funny.
Well, we were trying to figure out where the bangs came from. We're like, is that her hair or is that a wig?
Yeah.
You're trying to figure out if they use the back of her hair.
Yeah, because it's coming from like right here and it's like really long. But I don't know. But then she has a long braid in the back, so I'm like, it has to be like fake, right? I don't know.
We were trying to figure it out. Magic of the...
When the
Umberto
most
hair
right, when the most interesting part is like you're trying to figure out what her hair is made of, then your outfit is a failure.
No.
Yeah.
No. Failure.
Failure.
All right, well, we know how y'all feel about that. Edmund's up. He's our final contestant tonight. And I found that he was inspired by a quasar. You guys can look that up if you want to see what it looks like on Google. I feel like it's just really unappealing fabrics and more like modern tribal than like space.
Yeah. It looks outdated to me.
I think it's that white fabric that makes it have this tribal vibe.
It looks like
to
Miss
me.
Universe. Like...
Oh, yeah,
it looks like a sash, and it looks very
prom,
like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like Miss Universe, but, like, it's really literal. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And everybody's, like, doing this weird, like, ratty hair, but it just looks like really prom or, like, beauty pageant to me.
I have a big problem with the hair on this model. Yeah. I feel like it doesn't do any favors for the outfit at all.
Not even her, when she walked down the runway, it didn't give anything in her face.
It is very, like, kind of like prom, and you're wearing a dress that you really can't rock, and you just are walking around feeling uncomfortable. I don't know. I might have wrapped her, all that wrapness. I might have wrapped that in that white fabric.
Oh, yeah.
Like, maybe, kind of, like, hit it. I don't know. It's just not cute. I don't know.
I kind of do understand, like, this white printed piece kind of
explain it to me then,
because I feel like if you look at I don't know what was the quasar. I was thinking
it was like a nuclear explosion going both ways.
To me it was more Milky Way, because you see this band that's being woven throughout and, you know, kind of moving in and out, and that part I understand the space, but it just, the shape of it and stuff looks so like, hi, I'm in the 90s and I'm trying to make a like a space outfit, you know, like from the Fifth Element or something like the...
Yeah, I think a big problem for these designers is either they do whatever they want and they don't really consider what the actual challenge is and they just try to make a story up at the end. Or they do it so literal that it just looks dumb.
Yeah.
And, you know, with something like this, like, use, maybe make it all one color fabric and have the fabric inspired by that. Maybe it's, like, a green, shimmery something that looks like it's exploding. Mm-hmm. But just, like, leave the rest of the quasar thing alone. You know, it's like, you don't have to make, like a... They're either too literal or they're just doing whatever they want.
Right. You know what's so sad, too, is that Anne should be that person to tell them and guide them on what to do.
She did this week because she said you guys were way in your comfort zone last week, which basically means you're boring and you're just making what you want to make.
I wish she would just come out and say that, though. Hey, guys, this sucks. Yeah. Make it work. You know, like, I feel like when Tim goes in there, he tries to see the best in the designers and in their individuality, but at the same time, I feel like he's more honest. He'll go in there and be like, listen, I don't think this is a good idea.
He's a lot more personable with them.
Yeah. Like, Anne's, like, totally over it. She's like, this season sucks and I don't want to be here.
She's, like, dead behind the eyes. She's like, okay. Well, like, when it came... This is what I have to do. Yeah. They pay me to do this.
When it came up... when she went up to Joshua, she felt that, you know, he was kind of defensive. So she was like, okay, keep doing what you're doing and that's it. And she walked away.
Yeah. And I feel like maybe that's why...
Maybe she scared her.
Maybe she's part of the reason that some of the designers are not feeling it. I don't know. Like,
well, they were talking Anne trash today. They were like, Anne, well, whatever. I'm doing what I want.
I'm gonna put sparkles on my dress no matter what.
Yeah. They were having a little Anne off tonight.
But I think that you kind of need that when you're creating. You need someone to bounce ideas off of, and you sometimes use other designers, but you kind of are looking to that mentor who's seasoned, you know, like in regular Project Runway, they have Tim, and sometimes it makes or breaks your whatever you're working
Maybe
on.
Maybe she's too seasoned. Maybe she needs to go out to pasture.
I just don't think she's invested emotionally.
Yeah, and they just
Does anyone know what her clothing looks like?
Is she a designer?
I feel like she's like a teacher or something, or, I mean...
She's an editor.
Yeah.
She dresses really boring, so I have no idea what she thinks is good style. Like, you never see her in anything, like...
It's pretty basic.
I would love to see Nina be a mentor.
Oh.
That would be amazing.
Actually, she would like have a lot of input, like, right? Yeah.
I feel like she'd, like, quit. Like...
No, I feel like she'd give some valuable advice, and I feel like the contestants would take her seriously, because I feel like they take Anne as a joke.
Right.
They take her more as a joke than as someone who they respect, and they're like, oh, I should listen to her, and I should get her input. But instead, they're like, ha-ha, laughing right after everything's done, and she's out the door.
Nobody's laughing at Nina.
Yeah. Nope.
It's just, Anne looks like a teacher. Like, she has, like, teacher clothes. Like, I'm like, why are you telling these people what to do when you come in here looking like that? Yeah. But then again, well, we won't get into Alyssa Milano's style. But,
she dressed so literal today, too. Hi, stars. I have a dress with stars on it. Two of them.
Two.
Yeah.
Two.
The first one I liked. The second one reminded me of a ballerina Barbie that I used to have when I was really little. It was like pink with stars on it.
She was a ballerina space princess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, what are they saying in the chat about this episode? Because I feel like all our people out there, I feel like they feel kind of probably the same way as us. Because if they're like, if Hannah was here, she'd have been the same. But like.
Olga says, Nina as a mentor would be the best. Her comments and judging are always honest without being cruel or dismissive, which is true. And then. Charlene says, this season's designs have not been very innovative. And then Charlene also says, they definitely need a better mentor. And Commentator 541 says, well, maybe they need seamstresses.
Did you say that Char in there saying that?
Charlene, hey, okay. Char. Oh, they-
no. Char's like low-key, like dropping bombs.
Yeah. And then Commentator said, Commentator 541 says, I can't believe the runway this week.
Yeah.
So.
We knew you guys felt the same way as us. It's just.
Oh, and Totally Jersey says, this whole season has been disappointing. So I feel like everyone
gets us. Yeah. I think we're speaking for the masses here at AfterBuzz.
We hear you. We support you. We back you up.
Yeah, for sure. Well, any last thoughts before we head out tonight?
Jesus.
I wish I could sing. Better get it needs to get better.
Double elimination.
Yeah. Double elimination.
Mike and I are all about double elimination. We want to see this show get on the road.
Mm-hmm. Well, triple elimination?
Oh my gosh. Has there ever been a triple elimination in Project Runway
history? Not that I know.
Let's set a precedent.
Yeah. Like, who do you guys want to see in the finale?
Oh.
Anthony. I want to see Anthony win this.
Like, top three. Because sometimes they do four, but pick your
three. Yeah. I would pick Joshua, Merlene, and Ken.
It's so hard. I would pick Merlene, too.
I would just be curious to see if it's the same dress in just like 10 different colors.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I would do Anthony, Merlene, and Joshua.
You know,
just because I like his fun designs and I need to see a little bit of action.
I love Anthony, but like, I feel like his design's been losing a little steam. Mm-hmm. They're not quite as exciting. He was my fan favorite, but not for his clothes. I don't have a favorite, which makes my mom sad. She's like, "You don't have a favorite?" It's like, "No, I don't."
That is kind of sad. That says a lot about the season.
You're hosting a show that you love, and you don't have a favorite.
Usually we're like arguing, like, "No, so-and-so is going to win." No.
We're all just like, take them all.
Mm-hmm. We get aggressive towards the end. And very defensive when it's someone we like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But
it just needs to pick up. Like, come on, guys. Like, we're rooting for you. We want you to do good, you know, well.
Part of me doesn't think that Merlene might make it that far. I don't know if she will either, but I want
to see a mini collection or whatever they do.
Why not?
Like, whatever she wants to do, you know, without, like, the parameters of a challenge.
I think Joshua will definitely get there. Just because he's kind of, like, takes more risks.
Mm-hmm. He's the only one.
Half the time, they're good. Half the time, we don't get it. Like, he's the only one that gets it, but I don't know. They really like Fabio. I don't know why they like him so much.
Do they? I don't think they do.
I think there are some times where they do, and there are some occasions where they just don't. I think today they did.
Really, I'm surprised like Stanley's still here. I think he'll probably either go home soon or he'll go to the end.
Mm-hmm. I think he'll go home soon.
Just too boring for me. He needs to work for like Ann Taylor.
Yeah.
Is that even still around?
Ann Taylor Loft, yes.
Oh, okay.
My cousin used to be a general manager at the one in Memphis, Tennessee.
Ooh.
I know, it's so fancy.
Ann Taylor Loft.
All right, y'all. Well, we had so much fun with you tonight, as usual. I feel like you guys are the most fun part of this episode.
Oh, hell yes.
Thank you all for joining in on the chat, letting us know your thoughts, and letting us know that we're not crazy and that the rest of the world is on the same page as us. Mm-hmm. Tell everybody where they can find you guys off of the AfterBuzz network.
Social media.
Yeah.
You guys can find me everywhere at MythicCreo_.
You guys can find me on Instagram at Uberest, and my website is MichelleUberest.com.
Yeah, go check it out. Michelle just did this really sick cage dress, which I was like ooing and aahing over.
And I just put this jacket on sale too.
Oh,
you made that?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
It's the jewel. Should we sell this out to
the I was looking at it earlier. That stitching is so good. I love it. I would have never imagined that was made by hand, but I guess I need to come over to your house. I want to see all your stuff.
I just sit at home and sew all day, so
I'm gonna come over and see all your stuff. Well, I'm Michael Shirley, and if you can't get enough of me, you can see me on Mondays on Marvel TV Weekly, and I'll also be doing the upcoming Heather's panel, which I'm excited about. I can bring out my mean girl. This is gonna be a lot of fun.
But you already did.
I know, right? I'm really strict on this panel. Yeah. So until next week, you guys, we'll see you later.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
That
Buzz you later.
Buzz you later.
views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.